You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Wednesday evening's action in Nice. A pretty good card to look forward to there as well, with a Group 3 and a Premier Handicap on the card. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me to look ahead to it is William Hill Radio's Irish Racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Morning, bud. Yeah, good, mate. Good, all good.
You looking forward to Nice?
Yeah, I am, yeah. Glad to see the back of Killarney, if I'm being honest. Had a nightmare there last night. All the front runners and the horses that raced in the far rail, which ended up being most of the things that I tipped, ended up being on the dead rail. Everyone saw that racing last night. You had to come down the middle of the track, but unfortunately none of my jockeys were switched on to that fact.
Yeah, unfortunately. It was tricky, wasn't it?
Massive bias to the Sandside rail last night, yeah. Because anything that raced prominently and was force-really ridden and got on that far rail were as an absolute million.
Yeah, hopefully we'll have a bit better luck this evening in Nice. And the first race is the 5:35. We start here with a filly's maiden over 6 furlongs, and Rue Bonipar is the market leader at 15-8. 5-2 for California Dreaming. Special Focus is 100-30. 4-1 for Piazzini, and it's 20-1 or bigger prices for the others. Who do you side with in the opener, Andy?
Well, both the front three in the betting have all run in the two fastest Irish juvenile times I've got so far this season. Bebin, who won at Navan on the 18th of April, recorded a sensational time for a two-year-old, and Special Focus and California Dreaming chased her home. And then Rue Bonipar posted a big number when runner-up to Madam Thunder over this track on the 27th of April. So there's not a great deal between the three. I'd probably have to go for Rue Bonipar though, because at least her run came over this track and on similar ground to tonight. And it was just slightly quicker time than the one recorded by both Special Focus and California Dreaming, albeit there's not a great deal in them. I like the way she went all the way to the line. I think she got beat by a good filly. Apparently the filly who won that race, connections have been turning down some telephone numbers as well, because I think one or two people have switched on to that form. So let's go with that term, solid form, that was upheld by Madam Thunder, and go with Kevin Prendergast's Rue Bonipar in the first.
Okay, on to the second race, which is the 6:05. This is a race over 6 furlongs, and the market headed by Argentero, who's even money. 3-1 for Waterloo Bridge. Round two is 100-30 from 4-1. It's 12s for Touch of Frost, and 20s or bigger for the others. Argentero already has a course and distance success in the book, Andy. Do you think he'll make it two here?
Should do, yeah. I like the way he won first time out. He looked very professional, like a lot of Gerline's two-year-olds have been this season. I think that was the third individual winner he's already struck with his youngsters. And this Colt by Zoffany looks a very strong stayer as well. I think he might well be Coventry bound. He certainly looks up to the class of the horse that was strongly fancied in the Coventry last year. And he should uphold the form with Touch of Frost, who was second in the end. There was a good 3 1/4 length between them at the line. Waterloo Bridge has obviously got to improve on what it did in that race that Touch of Frost has fifth in on debut, but they've got a mountain to climb against this Argentero. Providing he's come out of that race fine and he's in the same sort of form, he should win quite comfortably.
The third race on the card is the 6:35. This is a Premier Handicap over 6 furlongs, and the market headed by the Happy Prince this morning, who's 3-1. Sexy Legs is 4-1. Great Wide Open is 5s into 4s. 11-2 for Oh La La. 8-1 for Penny Pepper, and 10s or bigger for the others. A nice open handicap, Andy. Who do you like there?
Yeah, I quite like this race. This is probably one of my strongest views on the night. Massively keen on the Great Wide Open. I've been waiting for him to run for quite a while, ever since he posted a terrific time at Tipperary the other day when he beat Well Done Moon and Ooh La La and Zors. The form of that race has worked out incredibly well. We've seen Ooh La La go to Cork and win. We've seen Well Done Me run fantastically well in a couple of races subsequently. And the way that Great Wide Open won that day suggests that he's going to be even better, even more so over this trip as well and on the stiffer track. I thought he did really well to win at Tipperary the night, because I tipped him that day, but I was just a bit worried about the sharp 5 furlongs there not being suitable for this gelding by Star Spangled Banner. He does all his best work at the end, as he did first time out at the Curra from a bad draw, when Well Done Me, of course, was fourth and Great Wide Open was sixth. I still think he's really, really well handicapped, and he should confirm form with those three. Sexy Legs, I think she's a little bit of a weak finisher. She travels well in her races, but she doesn't quite see it out, so the stiff six on soft ground might be her undoing. So you'd probably say that Happy Prince might well be the danger dropping back in trip, although Postulation didn't do a great deal for that Dundalk form last time out. But either way you strip it down, the price for Great Wide Open this morning, round about the 4-5-1 mark, looks very, very tantalising each way fodder.
Okay, good stuff. The fourth race is the feature race of the night. It's the Group 3 Blue Wind Stakes. It's over a mile and a quarter. And Plishak heads the market at 6-4. It's 2-1 for Xander. Avenue Gabriel is 6s with Loved. Euphrasia is 12s and 25s or bigger for the others. Priced up a little bit of a match. Do you see it that way yourself?
Yeah, I think the ground's the key issue here. Which one of these big two in the betting handle it here better tonight? Obviously, Xander's already proven on it, having beaten Wedding Vow on seasonal return at Leopardstown. Probably found the ground a little bit too lively for a win. Runner-up in the Pretty Polly, Newmarket beyond Jazzy Top. But with the Development Well team in fantastic form at the moment, be a dangerous man to oppose it. But I am going to oppose with this Plishak, who ran in that very good race at Navan on her seasonal reappearance when splitting two very, very smart fillies in the shape of Boca Bacchiata and subsequent Chester winner Diamonds and Rubies. The time of the race suggested it was a really good heat, and the form as it stands has done nothing to suggest otherwise. Sure to be all the better for that run as well. She's already proven she handles a little bit of cutting the ground, obviously on that occasion. And usually Jim Bolger's horses are much straighter for the run. So this is a really good clash here. We're going to learn a lot more about these two fillies. They might well be classic contenders themselves later on in the season. But as it stands, I've got to go with that Boca Bacchiata form in the race that Plishak was second in, and she gets a vote.
Okay. The fifth race on the card is the 7:35. This is a maiden for Colts and Geldings over a mile and a quarter. Los Barbados is the market leader at 6-4. 3-1 for Sighthound. Novus Adventus is 6-1. 8-1 for Newbury New. Full speed ahead is 10s and 11-1 or bigger prices. For the others, Aidan O'Brien's Colt is at the head of the market. Andy, his runners have been coming on for the run. Do you see him coming home in front of here, Los Barbados?
I certainly got a great chance, hasn't he? I didn't think he did a great deal wrong in that Curra race. It was just a very good maiden, and even though it went to Sandro Botticelli, I still thought Los Barbados performed admirably in defeat. That said, I do think he's probably a little bit too short for me in the market to make him a confident bet at 6-4, because there is one or two similar stroke nice types in the race. Obviously, Sighthound ran a nice race the other day down in Clonmel in a slowly run race. He's obviously got his quirks because he wears a rather strange bit and a contraption in his mouth which stops him from hanging. So that's obviously got to be a slight concern. But I'll go with Novus Adventus here, who was a disappointing odds on favourite the other day at Sligo. But that was largely due to the fact that he chased off very hot pace that day and the ground was absolutely appalling. I didn't think he really handled it. And I think we've got to judge him better on that run behind the vastly improved and very exciting Radenpoor down in Tipperary. Obviously, that ground that night wasn't halfway as bad as it was the other day at Sligo. And with the ground drying out all the time at Nace, it'll probably just ride on the yielding side tonight. And it certainly helped this long-striding, good-moving son of New Approach. I think 6-1 is probably around about value enough for me to put him up each way in a race where props only a handful can be fancied. So Novus Adventus, although disappointing last time out, I think can bounce back to form and certainly give us a good run for our money in that maiden.
The penultimate race at Nace this evening is the 8:05. This is an apprentice handicap over 7 furlongs. Ua Jock is the 4-1 favourite this morning. 5-1 for Snakes and Ladders and Vasoni. 6-1 for last year's winner Regal Power. 10-1 for Like a Prayer. Indy Galley's 12s with Les Darcy and 14s or bigger for the others. You could give any number of these a chance, Andy. So who would you side with?
Yeah, I'm quite keen on the second and third favourites here. I'd probably go against Ua Jock because he's a bit of a perennial loser and I'm not really sure about his trip nowadays. So I'm going to put up Snakes and Ladders and Vasoni as the two to concentrate on here. I think if you split your stakes, you won't be too far away. Both of these two horses caught the eye separately in that race run over 6 furlongs here, at Navan the other day, when fourth and fifth respectively behind Mr. Bounty in quite a strongly run race. Vasoni was seen doing her best work at the end and stepped up in trip to 7 furlongs at her favourite track, Sligo. She made amends in no uncertain terms, staying on very powerfully. She's a real reliable mare when she's in good form. Ground's not an issue. Good draw as well. Usually likes to race up with the speed, which is vital here at Nice. So I do think Vasoni's definitely worth a bet at the price. And also Snakes and Ladders as well, who similarly caught the eye in that race, won by Mr. Bounty, went fifth. Definitely wants further this horse. It won over a mile last year, and oh, sorry, 2 years ago, and they kept running over 5 and 6 furlongs, and it, for all the world, wants further. And finally, the pennies dropped with connections, and they'll run it over a more suitable trip tonight. So both of those two, obviously out of that race on the 18th of April, should go forward in a rush. Vasoni's already proved that she has got what it takes in the run after, and hopefully Snakes and Ladders all slot nicely alongside her and make it a two-pronged attack in at 8.05.
Couple of games to feel for Andy there. Then the final race is the 8.35. We finish with an EBF Fillies maiden over a mile, and outstanding is the 2-1 market leader. 7-2 for Chinese Light. Mohini is 4-1. Electric Mail is 6s. Duchess of Florence is 7-1, and it's 14-1. And double figure prices for the others. Who do you like in the lucky last, Andy?
Well, as Mohini and Chinese Light were a tad disappointing in their respective races last time out, I'm probably going to go for something at a bigger price each way against outstanding in the shape of Duchess of Florence, who caught the eye on her third start and her first start this season in a very hot race down at Limerick the other day. Back on top was the winner, which obviously justified favouritism on the day. But it's the horse that finished second, which is the one I'm going to rate the race around, a horse called Kissed by Angels, who absolutely bolted up at Leopardstown the other day, recording a very fast time. And I'll be very surprised if that horse doesn't make up into a 1,000 guineas, Irish 1,000 guineas filly, on her next start. I think she's very smart. And Duchess of Florence, in typical Mickey Halford fashion, was doing all the best work at the end. Certainly wasn't overly punished. This obviously stiff mile should play into her strength. She got a nice middle draw. And she's a very, very tantalising price. William Hill round about a 7-1 poke. I think she'd be a good deal shorter in the betting come the time of the off. So let's go with Duchess of Florence each way in the last.
Good stuff. Let's have a quick summary then, Andy, before you go, if you wouldn't mind spinning us through your selections one more time.
Yeah, really good betting card tonight here at Nice. I fancy Virtue won in every race, so I'll be disappointed if I don't make a profit. I'll go with Runa Boa part in the first off that good run first time out over the course. Argentero looks the best short price favourite on the night in the 6.05. My best each way of advice would be Great Wide Open in the 6.35, and that gets the nap. Police Shock hopefully might just get the better of Xander in a really good Group 3 race for fillies. 7.05, I'll take one more chance with Novus Adventus on slightly better ground. In the 8.05, two against the field for Sony and Snakes and Ladders. And in the final race, Duchess of Florence does look as though she should be there or thereabouts in the final race.
Superb. Good work, Andy. Thank you very much. Good luck and enjoy Nace this evening.
Thanks, pal.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.